This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. Just want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's on the other side of the tracks in North Chelmsford.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was, maybe several months ago, maybe it was in the summer, I was at a friend's house in upstate New York, and they had a very interesting houseplant. I don't know anything about it. The only thing they could tell me was it was called a purple passion. It had purple fuzz on the leaf, orange plant on the top, no orange flower. I just wondered if you had heard anything about this.
So you said it was a purple passion, is what it looked like, on the greenish, purpley leaves, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that is, sometimes they call it like a velvet plant because of the way the leaves are.
Okay.
And that is something, when you hear like passion, you almost think about the passion fruit, the passion vine. That has that big flower, but this isn't like that. This one has a nice greenish purpley leaf. Only gets about a couple feet tall maximum. Looking for some indirect light, so it doesn't need to be completely in the sun, but it will take full sun, right?
Okay, because I only have an east window I could put it in if I get one. And this, it's pretty much direct sun from dawn to around noontime. Then the sun shifts.
Okay. Well, so, one of the things, if you're really interested in doing it, you could get something like a small grow light,
mm-hmm.
right? But you could also, the rest of the day, do you think it would get some sort of filtered light?
Oh, yes, yes.
So that could be okay, too. But you could get a grow light to make sure that during the winter months it gets that indirect light. But this is something during the, spring, summer, and fall, you could actually keep this outside on like a porch, a deck, patio, any of those to enjoy it during those times. And during the winter, you don't really have to do a lot to it. It's kind of just kind of let it go, do its thing. Because it does want to go into that dormant period. It does want to slow down a little bit. This is one where during those winter months, you could pinch it back a little bit if you wanted to. Because it can tend to get a little bit, if you don't take care of it, you don't prune it back, you don't pinch it, it can kind of look almost like weedy-like and kind of stretch in between the leaves.
Okay.
But it can be bushy, about 1 to 2 feet wide, tall.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely a cool little plant that you could use. But it is a, you are right, it is a purple passion plant.
Okay, so any garden center should have those?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if not, a lot of them, you know, we'll be able to get them for you.
Okay, yeah, I just live down the street from a Mahoney's in
Chelmsford
there.
Yeah, no, they should. I'm not sure if they have it right now. I haven't been to that one in a few weeks, but they should have it. And if not, they can get it for you.
Okay, yeah, I'd wait to the spring anyway because I don't drive. I can walk to the place, but I wouldn't want to shock it in this rather balmy weather we have right now.
Understandably so. It's a bit chilly this morning.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right, John.
This is great, and I really appreciate the show. I've listened, you know, to your father for years and you, and I got thinking about the plant this morning, so I thought I'd give you a ring and find out a little more, and I really appreciate, you know, the info you gave me.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day, and I do appreciate the phone call. So, like I said, have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick, and you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I've got about 45 minutes left in the show, so we're really, you know, we're coming down to the end of it. But there's still plenty of time if you have some questions to call us. So definitely, you know, give us that call. And we will help you out the best we can, as always. That's just what we try to do here. You know, a lot of houseplant stuff going on, but you can still be thinking about outside. I was saying this earlier, you know, getting started thinking about what you're going to do is only going to help you be successful this upcoming year. You know, I've probably said it a million times, but I'm going to be putting a lawn in. And I've already been thinking of exactly what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it. I know that as soon as the ground thaws out there, I'm going to add some loam to it. As much as I can in the front yard to level everything off so that I can start fresh. And I've talked about it, but I had a bunch of stumps in there that we had stump ground down to below the soil. Some of those areas I left the chips because I know they're going to kind of break down a bit. It's got some organic matter in it. So I'm letting them sit knowing that I'm probably going to have to remove some of them, but that's okay. I'm letting them do their thing right now and kind of break down a little bit. And if I leave them underneath, maybe, you know, it's organic matter sitting in the soil. And that's what I want to have, is organic matter in the soil. But I know I'm going to get the soil in, and I'm going to try and get it as early as possible, knowing that I got to make sure that I am not putting it too early where it could affect the seed. I need the temperatures growing the right way. And by temperatures growing, I meant to say the temperatures going the right way where the soil is warming up. Right? Knowing that the soil temperatures are a huge thing when it comes to lawns, that's the soil temperature is going to be different than what the actual temperature outside is. And so, knowing that it could take a little bit more time, I'm not going to go right away. I'm going to wait a little bit. And that's why you get the new soil and you get all those other things done before you put the seed down. And then when the temperatures are above 55 degrees in the soil, not necessarily outside, but in the soil, that's when you're going to have the quickest germination rates. So 55 degrees or higher, your germination rates are going to start to jump and be quicker. Whereas if you put the seed down too early, it's just going to slow everything down. Germination rate could double. And you could be saying, well, the package says 7 to 10 days germination rate. Well, if the soil temperatures aren't right, it could take 14 to 20 days or even more, depending upon the weather. So these are things that I'm thinking about that I want you guys to think about too. And the soil temperatures can be found basically, you know, there are websites out there that I have found that I use to tell me when it's above freezing, when it's above to a certain point. So I know that I can start going. But the other thing I'm doing is watching where the sun is, when it hits certain areas. Like right now, only half of my yard is in sun. It's going to take some time before the sun hits all of it. So I know I have morning shade. But then the rest of the day, when does the shade hit the other parts of it? So am I looking for a sunshade or a sunny or a shady? Those are things you can determine now. And remember, obviously, the trees will have leaves, so it's going to be a little bit different, but this is filtered sun. So we want to make sure we're ahead of it. We get the right things. So when we put the product down, you know, the right seed is in place. The right plant is in place. This is when the research happens. So spend some time doing that so you can spend time enjoying what you've done later on in the year. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about a half hour left in the show. You know, thinking spring, thinking about what we can do and how we can get there. Always this time of year looking at, you know, different websites, different catalogs to see what type of seeds we want to get for this year, what type of plants we want to grow, all those type things. Because usually there's a lot more snow than's out there right now, but that's what we're staring at. There's not a lot of snow out there, but we have some. But we want to think spring. So I started talking about lawns because that's something I'm really going to do. I know I'm going to add that area. I'm also going to spend some time looking at some gardens, adding some gardens. You know, last week was talking a little bit about adding some different evergreens, right? And one of the websites I was talking about was buynhseedlings.com. So it's the New Hampshire State Forest Nursery, right? Tons of great opportunities for you this spring for minimal dollars, right? They now have, it's now online, so you can purchase right online, whereas before, a couple of years ago, it was just like a mail-out catalog. So definitely take a look at it, but I mean, you know, some of these things that I want to add to the yard, I know I'm going to just start with seedlings, because you might as well just get some of those done, especially I want to add like a whole line to block the next door neighbors. And it's not because I don't want to see them. It makes a nice barrier to take down some of the noise because the street's right over on that side. And I want to look at some different things. They have these options like a concolor firs, balsam firs, Douglas firs, Fraser firs, right? Hemlock. Those are all things that I'd love to just add in that area where it'd be nice and cool to have that nice look along the edge of the property, but for minimal dollars. You know, you could purchase them now, some of these, but I'm going to wait. But like a concolor fir, that's only a couple inches. It's a seedling. When they're back in stock, it's only going to be $2. And pay for shipping, most likely. I haven't looked that far into it. But great website for seedlings if you want to just get something started small. That's buynhseedlings.com. So it's buy, B-U-Y, not B-Y. So buynhseedlings.com. And I was talking about it because they have a couple packages, right? One of them is a Christmas tree sampler package. They also have some pollinator packages, right? So the pollinator package has on it, you're going to... contains five each of a beech plum, juneberry, hazelnut, spice bush, and an alternate leaf dogwood on there. They have a native species, wetland package, dogwood package, deciduous tree package. I mean, I'm just so excited, I can't wait. And so I just want to bring that to your attention. If you want to start small, you want to take in some pollinators? Look for that. The other thing that you could really use as a pollinator that's huge. A lot of people don't realize one of these plants is going to do more than a lot of the perennials initially, which would be a white pine. A white pine pollinator was going to help the pollinators more in a native setting as well than a lot of others. So that's part of what I'm going to do. I'm looking to make sure I can bring some of those into the area as well. So if you have some questions, call us. Still got about a half hour left, some open lines, so there's time. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Police in North Carolina investigating the death of five people, including three minors, as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Barmash.
One person has died in an avalanche in Colorado yesterday. Search and rescue teams recovered the body of a 58-year-old male. The search continues for the other male victim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. A few calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Someone over here in Bemidji. Michael's in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was just curious as to, you guys were talking about the shade.
Yep.
Of the day. No, I've been kind of trying to remap the stars in my area because there's so many satellites. So anyhow, I had noticed that the moon shifts during the full moon. Comes up for about 3 days in a row, and it starts off and it goes counterclockwise about 25 degrees each time.
Hmm. Interesting. I haven't looked personally at that as much. So I'm focusing a lot more myself on the sun, but that's interesting. I'd have to really take a look at that and determine, you know, I mean, obviously you've done the research, you know what you're talking about. But I haven't seen
it.
I just
found this out a few days ago, actually, the way that it rotates. Yeah. I know that it goes back and forth in the it was intense anyhow.
Yeah, no, that definitely is. That is. I never would have thought that way. So that's some pretty cool information. But you know, that's another thing to really look at when it comes to nature and the ways of what it does for us and how it affects everything. Because the moonlight can have those same effects on us. So pretty interesting stuff.
Right. It does raise the tides. I mean, it's got to have some extreme power there.
Definitely.
Somewhere.
Definitely.
So, and we're made up of a considerable amount of water, so I would think that it could be better for some.
Yeah, better for some, not so much for others sometimes.
I suppose people with neuropathy or something, nerve damage, fibromyalgia, that sort of thing, the moon would not be as enticing for them because of the pressure.
Definitely, it can affect them on that level. So. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you calling. That's some pretty cool information to pass along to our listeners. So thank you so much for the call, Michael.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in Cape Cod.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Questions on overall care of a gardenia. I have one that's in a 10-inch pot that we had gotten some bad advice on the feeding process and so forth. However, after going to one of the local Mahoney's, we got the right advice, and it's starting to come back. But I wondered if you had any general comments on growing a gardenia in the house. One specific thing I struggle with is when to water it. A pretty good-sized pot.
Okay.
These water heaters that you stick into the soil, are they accurate? Do they work?
The moisture meters?
Yes.
Yeah, some will, definitely. But I think, honestly, putting your finger into the soil is mm-hmm. the best, most accurate out there.
Okay.
Right? Being able to put your finger down into the soil, and if you're feeling some moisture, it's obviously not time to water. You know, this mm-hmm. time of year, right, this time of year, we're slowing down the water. Right? We're not watering as much, but we're creating some more humidity in the house because gardenias love humidity. They love high humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year, I'd be creating some sort of humidity tray or a humidifier or misting the leaves often to keep that moisture in the leaves, which means you don't have to water as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the high humidity is going to help with. It's not going to dry out as easily.
When you say humidity tray, are you talking about putting it on a bed of stone?
Well, so what you could do is you could do that. What I've also seen done is just getting the tray, putting stone in the tray about halfway, filling that with water, not to all the way to the top, but mostly, and letting mm-hmm. the water kind of come out from there, creating the humidity.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, because humidity is a huge thing, especially when it comes to once the buds have started to form. If it has mm-hmm. low humidity, they mm-hmm. can drop. The buds can actually drop.
I've seen it already. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's the humidity aspect, but it's also the overwatering or underwatering could have that effects, mm-hmm. right? So it doesn't. It doesn't want to completely dry out to the point where the soil almost has that different color to it.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to get before that aspect, right? We don't want it to dry out completely. We want it to, but we don't want it to sit in water. You know what I mean? So there's like that
right.
in between we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. The spraying of the leaves, this is a dry house.
Yeah.
It was taught there, so it is dry.
Yeah, so this is definitely one that's going to need some sort of humidity. And you could even get like a little spray bottle. Like a
yep.
and mist the plant, mm-hmm. Daily.
Okay.
Because what it's going to do, that mist is going to help create the humidity around it. The other mm-hmm. thing I would look to do is if you have other houseplants in the house, group mm-hmm. them together with the gardenia.
Oh, okay.
Because you're creating, it's not the same, but you're creating like a little rainforest, if you will, right? Because plants thrive off of each other. They don't physically, their roots aren't growing off of each other, but the presence of others can create humidity that they can all benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And so group some other plants around it to hold some of that moisture in the air around there, because that's really going to help it. The other thing is the plant likes warmer temperatures. So, it's good that it's the forced hot air, the heat in there. It likes about 70, 72 degrees during the day. And then mm-hmm. at night, it likes to be a little bit cooler, like 60 to 65. So that's fine.
Right.
That's kind of what happens in the house anyways.
Right.
Also, just make sure. What's that?
South-facing window, all right?
Yeah, perfect. Because it wants 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. So if you can get it that much sun, and usually, you know, the south-facing window is going to have the most, that's what you're going to want to do.
Right.
The other thing, too, is if it's in the window, just make sure the window doesn't have any type of draft coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the window, the draft from it, it just doesn't like the cold. It is more of a southern plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the same also goes for if there's a heat vent right there. Kind of keep it away from that because it could just be the opposite, the extreme of too much heat. Because too much heat sometimes slows plants down.
Right. Right.
Too much heat can really affect them. So we're looking for that happy medium. And we're looking for the mist to add to it with humidity.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for all that info.
No problem, Peter. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got another call on there?
Yes, Nancy's in the Cape.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. I have a quick question for you about celery. Last year, here on the Cape, I can't wait for the spring to get to the local nursery and get my herbs. It's just such a fun day. And last year, I went to pick up some parsley, and when I got home to plant it later in the year, it was celery. I didn't know what to do with it, and I was really busy, and I kept wanting to look it up online how I was supposed to grow this, and I just never got around to it. And it looked beautiful, but the celery was very small and very dark in color. And I wanted to know what I have, because I'd like to do it again.
Okay.
And I don't know how to grow it, so I need to know. I'm also a container, and my garden is actually in Westwood.
Okay, so in a container versus in the ground?
Yes, it's in a container. It's a tall container, probably 3.5 to 4 feet tall and wide. So it's a good size container.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So the height isn't always the biggest thing. It's the width. So I like to have the, because the height with a lot of these plants, they're not growing very deep roots.
Okay.
Right? But they're trying to go wider because they're shallower root systems.
Okay.
So it's perfect that you have that size pot. You could probably grow a couple plants in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what we're looking for is a very, like, neutral pH type soil.
Okay.
So anywhere between 6-6.5, right? So that's going to be good. You don't want it to be acidic. Most potting soils that you would purchase are going to be neutral.
Okay.
Okay, so the majority of them will be. So you won't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So it's not just soil you're going to want to have in there. You're going to want to add a little bit of compost, just a little bit. We're not talking a ton of compost.
Okay.
What it's going to do is it's going to help retain moisture, but it's also going to give some of that organic material in there, and that's what we're looking to do. So once it's grown, the biggest thing with celery is they love water. That's how they get bigger. Is because a lot of celery is water.
Okay.
It's kind of like lettuce, those types of things. They only get as big as they can when they have enough water. And so the biggest thing is keeping them kind of moist at all times. You don't want them to dry out, because that can slow down the process. And if we go into a major drought like we've had this past year, that could be one of the reasons why it didn't get so big. We also want to keep it in full sun throughout the day.
Okay.
One thing, too, is you're going to, if you buy the plants already growing, they've already been thinned out, but if you grow them from seed, for instance, Once they get about 3, 4, or 5 inches tall, that's when you want to thin one of the plants out because they need space to expand.
Okay.
Right. So if you're going from seed, which is possible, you know, you're going to put 5 seeds in a like an 8-inch area. And then you're going to thin out a couple of those because only the best ones are the ones that are thicker are going to be the ones that are going to grow bigger and better for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy the celery already growing in a container, you don't have to thin them out. That you just have to space them the right amount in that container you have.
Okay.
And this is that I would use like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer every couple weeks. Okay. So I know you have, it seems like you have another question, so I want you to hang tight because I'm going to hit the break. I don't want to just like all of a sudden abruptly end here.
Okay.
So hang tight.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we will answer that other question for Nancy and then wrap up the show. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We were talking with Nancy. She had a couple of questions in regards to celery. And we were kind of talking right before the break, and I wanted to keep her on. So, Nancy, what else did you have for questions on it?
It was very dark green. And when I buy celery in the store, it's a very light green. And I wonder how do I thought I vague in my memory something about covering it up with soil so that it doesn't get as much sunlight and it stays a lighter color or something. I can't remember.
Okay. Now, so one of the things that I think could have happened this past year for you was the way with the drought happening and that causing it to be a little bit darker because it didn't have enough moisture to it. And that sometimes can affect the color as well.
Okay.
Of it. I'm trying to think, when it comes to, the celery, covering it, I can't think of the covering it, cause usually if you're covering it, it's early with like a plastic to try and push it up, you know, that's what's going to help you. But I think the like putting in a bag, a brown bag is maybe after you've cut it.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think. I can't think. It's killing me right now, but there is, it's the blanching process of it. You can cover it, or even wrap it,
It gets rid of, like, that bitter taste, and it goes to the pale green stalks. And it's usually, like, a brown paper bag because it's easier to put right over the top of it.
Sure.
Some people will put even, like, cardboard around it. That could be right at the end of the season.
Okay.
There is also, once it's kind of hit, like, a foot or so, it's kind of, it's not identical, but it's kind of like with potatoes, like trenching, as you kind of bring the soil up around it. But this one, you only do a couple inches, whereas potatoes, you would do like the whole thing. This, you would go about maybe 3 inches. Basically, until you can't really hill it up anymore. And that's going to help it, get stronger stems on the base. So you're going to have a bigger, that's where, like, usually you'll see when you get the celery, it's kind of white on the base. It's because it's been hilled up and there's not a lot of green because the photosynthesis can't get to it. So that's one of the options. The one thing with the, like, covering it is we don't want to completely cover the leaves on the top because we want them to still get, like, some of that photosynthesis, some of the green, some of the light. So you would just cut out the top of the bag as well. We're just covering the outsides of it, not the full plant. Because if we cover it completely, it's getting no sunlight, can't have any photosynthesis, and it's not getting all the nutrients it needs, right?
Okay.
It would be like putting, when you leave, like, grass clippings on the lawn, and then you clean it up, some of those areas turn yellow. It's the same type of thing. That's what's happening.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a try.
Definitely. All right. Well, hopefully it works out. And if you have some questions during the season, you know where to call.
I sure do. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got about a minute left, so we'll wrap up the show. I appreciate all the calls today. Great little show today. A lot of spring thinking is happening. I love it. Now we get one real snowstorm and we're like, all right, I'm done. That's kind of where I'm feeling right now with winter. But, you know, the anticipation for spring and the new things to come and what we can do, grow. You know, this is when, like I've said a number of times, this is when we're doing our research. This is when we're getting ready for it. So that anticipation is growing. I didn't actually mean, that's kind of nice how I did that. The anticipation's growing. Wasn't meant to be that way. Anyways, again, I appreciate all the calls, as always, and all the information. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. And definitely give us a call for next week at 855-660-4261. We're gonna take the break for the week. Until next week, be good to each other and plant something. Like I said, be good to each other. We'll be back next week. We'll see ya.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.